He was one of the best players on the ground on the weekend, particularly for Adelaide. Of course, I talk about this dynamic young.
Yes, he is.
I'm not so sure about young, but he's dynamic. He's a gun forward, and I'm talking about, of course, Eddie Betts. Hey, Eddie, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks, guys. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm young.
Yeah, look, I've slipped up with that one, mate. But you're not old anyway, mate. You've been fantastic since you've come to the club. You must like playing showdowns. You kicked 4 in each game last year and then 5 again yesterday.
Yeah, they're always a tough game. They're always big games too, you know. It's like the Carlton-Collingwood game's always big and the week's different. It's arch rivalry, so you always want to play good against your arch rivalries.
Was it a frustrating game from Adelaide's perspective in terms of having plenty of ball but not being able to put it onto the scoreboard?
Yeah, it was a little bit. I mean, we just lacked composure. You know, we had it on our terms, I think, in that second quarter. And in the third quarter, we had, you know, the most inside 50s. And we just didn't capitalise. And I kicked two points and one out of bounds on four in that second quarter as well. So I think we just got to finish off our goals.
How do you fix that, and can it be fixed overnight, Eddie?
I mean, it's just some of it is pressure as well. So everyone's great kick at goal. So we just got to go through our routine, and you know, we practice it a lot over the break. And I guess, you know, some games you'll have off days, but we'll go back to the drawing board and practice it still, and we'll look forward to this week against the Gold Coast.
You mentioned composure. There was a couple of times in the first half in particular where you had the ball coming through the middle and you were just crossing, this is the team, just crossing the 50. And a couple of times there was a short kick on to a bloke open. Another couple of times there was a handball to a player in a better position. And it was one of the few times this year we've called that, look, we just thought that they're a little bit hungry shooting for goal rather than giving it to someone better. Was that how you saw it on a couple of occasions?
A little bit. I think it's just more so lowering your eyes. You know, I'm all about giving it off to somebody else in a better position. I think more so if we had that composure, you know, to lower our eyes and find someone in a better spot, I think we would have done that. But, yeah, I guess, you know, if you're running in from 50 and you've got all that space in front of you and the goal's ahead of you, you know, you got to take that shot.
You're spot on, and I think you're alluding to your little mate, Charlie Cameron. He was bouncing the ball. He crossed the 50. He was just ears pinned back. He had to go at goal, but he was in two minds, Eddie. He could see his little brain thinking, kick it to Eddie, kick a goal. Kick it to Eddie, kick a goal. And he didn't either. Did you say anything to him, Eddie?
Oh, last year, actually, I got stuck into him because he wasn't passing to me. There was a few times where he could hit me up. Yeah. And this year now, he's hitting me up nearly every go. And I'm telling him, no, next time, you're inside 50, mate, just kick the goal. Yeah. Don't worry about me. Just kick the goal. Get your confidence going and... You know, you feel better for it.
Yeah, we love the fact they put him back in there for his speed and he played his role, no question. Eddie, loved the effort and fight. It was there from the first bounce to the last. That was the pleasing thing, I think, for me.
Yeah, you know, we can't doubt our boys' effort. Like I said, we only just lack of composure, but the effort was there. I think we won the ground balls, the tackles, which is good, so we don't have to go swimming again. But, yeah, the boys... Oh, sorry, this little guy just kicking up. Louis. it was good. You know, the effort was there, and we just got to take that into next week against Gold Coast.
Mm. And look, your own bowler's got plenty of clearance work. You know, Dangerfield, Thompson and Cam Ellis-Yolman had 31 clearances between them, but just couldn't translate that to getting the clearance and actually getting a mark inside 50 as often as what you would have liked.
Yeah, and that's where we got to have that chemistry as well between forwards and mids, and I think Port done that well. Just watching them when they got the ball cleared, they normally found someone like Schultz or Paddy Ryder or Matty White, just guys like that. So I guess that composure as well. But when you're under pressure, a quick kick comes out, the forwards have to be in front and we've got to compete. So I think we're going to have to do that this week.
Gee, how many times did the ball go forward, Eddie, and you were competing with three of them? It was Eddie and Trengove and Carlisle and Jonas. I mean, I know you're good above your head, Eddie, but I don't reckon you're that good.
Yeah, no, I think the rule is now if I'm in the forward line and I've got a taller guy, just kick it in front of me or on the ground, not in the air. So yes. That's what they've got to try to do.
Well, I think he did win the Tony's Marks and Marks Mark of the Day on Jonah, didn't he? Didn't you give him that
No, mark? I gave it to Cole Cheney. In fact, I overlooked Eddie. Sorry, Ro, that's my call. Hey, Eddie,
Hey, Eddie, how's that? Pop that and play fair bits.
Now, I was going to move on to some of your goals. You kicked a couple of cracking goals, two in particular. There was one at the southern end where you picked the ball up on the half volley, spun out and kicked the goal. Then there was one at the back in your pocket where you were pinned up against the boundary line. Which one did you like best?
You got to go for the pocket. You got to go for that one in the pocket. It's actually funny because that guy in that yellow jumper that was there last year. I actually saw him there again, and he was in a black jumper this time.
Did you go give him a hug?
Hey Eddie,
nah, I was going to give him a hug.
Yeah, we just had a text 1-999-1395. It's the Paddy Ryder pocket now. Ha ha ha! That was from P Ryder. He's claimed your pocket, Eddie,
and he can borrow it. All right, he can borrow it.
That's exactly right. Hey, maybe winning contested ball, ground ball, stoppage, inside 50s and tackles is overrated. Maybe it is just hitting targets with ball in hand, being efficient. And when you can hit the scoreboard, Eddie. I know it's both, got to hit targets.
If we hit the targets, I'm going to kick the goals, we'll win the game. You know, we lost by 4 goals, I think it was in the end. So, like we said, it's just lack of composure. We're going to take our time, hit the kicks, and finish our goals.
Bit of a body blow today. Heard Richard Douglas might be out for 4 to 6 weeks with a plantar fascia. It is a blow, but it gives someone like a Jared Lyons, a Mitch Grigg, a Matt Crouch an opportunity to come in and get settled at least for 3 or 4 weeks.
It does. And, you know, it's not ideal that we want Richie out of the team, but I guess that's what happens in footy. So it gives Griggy and, yeah, like you said, Jared Lyons. Another go, so it's good. They'll get a good opportunity, and I think Mitch Grigg is dominating in the Stanford as well, so I'm pretty sure he might get a run.
There's some great options there, Eddie. Eddie Betts, our guest for Harvey Norman Outlets. We were wrapped with Jake Kelly. He never said die. He had to play against blokes bigger than him. And there was a free kick paid against him, but he didn't do his Charlie Brown like I would have. He stuck to his task. He really did try his guts out for his third game, Eddie.
He does. The bull goes hard. And I think at training, if you come down and watch training, we've got to tell him to take it easy because at training, he goes 100 miles an hour. I think Bix knows that as well. At training, in the warm-up, he's sprinting. He's hitting the boys hard. So we just got to tell him to slow it down a little bit. We want to, you know, get through the week so we can play a game.
We spoke.
But he's fantastic. He's fantastic. You know, and he goes hard at it.
Yeah, we spoke to Tomo after the game. He reckons his goal out of that stoppage going towards the Northern Emma's goal of the day, Eddie.
I think, yeah.
It wasn't bad. Eddie, it wasn't bad.
They got to name the other pocket there, the Scotty Thompson pocket. He kicked two there, I think. Wasn't left and right.
Yeah, one
of
each.
Hey, how is your knee? You went off with a knee scare.
Yeah, I've had like problems with my knee since I started at Carlton. It's just tendonitis. So I landed awkwardly on it and jarred it. And then once I got moving again, it started warming up. And every time it cools down, that's when it starts to hurt a little bit more. So I just had to keep on a move and then it came good, which is good.
Hey, last week you had, against the Bulldogs, 13 goals kicked against you from turnovers. On the weekend, it was 10 again. Look, just some really fundamental kicking errors that just are costing you at the moment.
It is, and, you know, we're hurting ourselves. So, like I said, it's come back to composure, and we've got to hit them kicks. If we don't hit them kicks, you know, you shouldn't be playing after a footy. I mean, they're 20-metre kicks, 30-metre kicks. So we've just got to hit them little kicks. And like I said, we got to kick the goals as well.
Hey, how did you go with that jetty swim 5 a.m. in the morning, Eddie? We haven't spoken to you since.
I hated it. It was funny because they said, who's the worst swimmer? And I was quick enough to put my hand up, which I am. Like, I can't swim. Brothers can't swim. And he said, all right, Ed, you lead us off. And there I went. I was leading us off in the pitch black. You can't barely see me when it's sunshine. So, and boys were a bit worried because once we all swam, the boys were shouting out, where's Eddie, where's Eddie? And I had my head down swimming as hard as I can. I didn't respond for the first 3 times, and they were a bit worried until I got down to the beach and, I'm here, boys, I'm here.
Well, the brothers can't swim, Eddie, because you wear 46 size shorts. Mate, your shorts are too big. They drag you under.
No, we're just smart. The water's too cold for us, so you've got to stay out of the water.
Well, at least you didn't have to do it this week, did you?
No, not at all. Yeah, which is good.
Hey, Eddie, thanks so much for sharing some time with us. Commiserations on the performance of the team. Didn't quite get the chocolates. You personally played very well, and we hope that continues for the near future. So good on you, mate.
No, thanks, guys.
Well done, Eddie Betts there. How'd he go on the votes, the coaches' awards?
Yeah, got 3 votes. I'll just read them out. Robbie Gray got 9. Surprisingly, only 9. I thought he would have got the perfect score. Patrick Dangerfield got 6. Jay Shules, 6. Travis Boak, 5. Eddie Betts, 3. Alapati Carlisle, 1.
Glaring omission for me, Ebert.
Brad Ebert. Yeah, look, I had Brad Ebert in the votes. I was fortunate enough to be one of the showdown medal judges. So I went something like Gray, Betts, Ebert, I think it was.
And Scotty Thompson?
No, look, I thought Scotty Thompson a bit quiet in the first half, so I didn't have him in.
Gee, kept him in the game in the second half.
No, I didn't have him in the top 5 on the ground.
Eddie Betts, our guest.